It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. Who did the world of professional wrestling recruit as the ultimate heel? Forming the Dangerous Alliance, and body slammed his way into immortality?
Yo, police!
When Atlas needed a break from holding up the world, who did the gods of Mount Olympus beckon?
Yo, police!
Now, this worldly ex-grappler has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, thank the gods he's only on the radio for an hour. Paul LaVoy.
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
$1 million. Well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep.
Like a llama or an emu. And if I had a...
Like a llama. A llama or an emu. That's right. That's Bare Naked Ladies. If I had $1 million, which means Brian Springberg will be on later this hour. Brian will be on at about 10:25-ish. But right now I've got Ryan Frueworth on the phone. That's a name familiar to a lot of people in the tri-state area. He's kind of notorious. Ryan is the recreation coordinator for the city of Kingman. Hey, Ryan, what's happening?
Paul, my friend, it's great to hear from you. Thank you for having some time for us today.
You know, when people say Paul LaVoy, I duck. When people say Ryan Frueworth, they duck even lower. Everyone, you were known as a very pivotal figure in that thing way back when, known as the Regatta, the Mr. Commodore. I remember you coming in the doors dressed like a Commodore. And
I have no recollection of that, Paul.
That's very funny. Anyway, let's talk about something that's really big coming up for the city of Kingman, and it's the Route 66 Fest. And we're also going to talk about the Kings of Kingman Cornhole Tournament, which we've been promoting on Community Calendar. Which would you like to touch on first?
Let's go chronologically. That makes the Route 66 Festival coming up first.
Perfect. Tell me all about it.
So, hey, it's a huge community festival scheduled at Lewis Kingman Park on October 10th and 11th. This is a community event that runs Friday from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., This is the festival that celebrates all things Route 66. We're talking classic cars. We're talking road trip music, street art, food truck fair. The festival is held at historic Lewis Kingman Park right on Route 66, and we have all kinds of features for the folks here in the community. We're going to have craft beers, food trucks, tons of merchandise vendors. We're going to have a mobile zip line for the family and for the kiddos. Obviously, we mentioned the classic car shows, our kids' fun zone chocked full of inflatables, the Euro Bungee, the track-free train rides, and the silent disco. Paul, ask me what a silent disco is.
What's a silent disco, Ryan?
Well, okay. You ever been to a festival where the music's been thumping so loud it gives you a bit of a headache and you just want to be able to talk to the vendors?
No, I stay away from those, but I've driven people from those.
Well, we're going to have a stage with live music, but one of these trends that's sweeping the nation is called a silent disco.
Oh.
There's going to be an area dedicated to dancing where we're going to have a DJ spinning their records, except everybody who wants to listen and dance along or wearing headphones, so only they hear the music. You're going to have a bunch of people doing stuff in the silent disco. It's a spectacle to watch. It's hilarious. The people who've got the headphones on get to jive and get down and really enjoy themselves without necessarily drowning out all the atmosphere and fun that's happening all around them.
Okay,
it's going to be a really neat idea.
So the tech in me wants to know, how is this done? By Bluetooth or shortwave? How is this done? UHF?
Yep, so the DJ is broadcasting by Bluetooth to all the headsets that are going to be in that area. So they get to listen along, thump along, dance along, but you don't have to necessarily drown out all the conversation happening around them.
You know, the one that dances like Elaine on Seinfeld, they'll wander off of the dance floor and out of Bluetooth range and look even funnier, right?
Say dance like no one's looking. This is how you dance when no one's listening. That's the way to do it.
I like it. I like it. Is there an entry for an entry fee for all of this, like one fee, or do you enter as a car show participant, silent disco?
So there is no fee to enter. It is completely free to enter the event for kids and adults. We do have some wristbands that we're selling for the folks who are going to be doing the rides and stuff like that.
Oh, right.
Always a lot of fun there. That's pretty cool. We're going to have some terrific musical entertainment lineup. Friday night's headliners are going to be the Swillers. Mm-hmm. And on Saturday, we've got Garland Hackney, Los Swamp Monsters, Kurt Johnson on 66. Just an action-packed, loaded series of musicians that are going to be here for musical entertainment all day Friday, all day Saturday. We are really excited about this event. It's going to be a load of fun for everybody.
That's a perfect name for October, Los Swamp Monsters. I like it. Great name. I bet you they do the Monster Mash and Werewolves in London. That's pretty funny.
What one would assume. One would assume.
Yeah, right.
If you guys want more information, go to the City of Kingman's website at cityofkingman.gov. And we've got all kinds of terrific information available out there. Lots of fun for the family. Totally free event for people to come and enjoy. We encourage everyone to come out and enjoy this fantastic October weather we've got.
So, you know, before we get to the cornhole tournament, the city has been sponsoring a lot more events that I've noticed anyway. It's like a new direction. Or is it?
No, well, you know, we're putting a lot more of our best foot forward, and some of our best actions we can do for the community is tourism. You know, we've got a ton of tourists coming through town. We want to try to provide something that the tourists can enjoy and our citizens can enjoy, so it's a win-win. So a lot of our efforts have been being made towards that. We have a lot of things for nature, cultural enrichment, and nature and hiking, and we've got some beautiful things to take advantage of, like our gorgeous topography in the area and our gorgeous weather. Now we're trying to provide some things that the citizenry can enjoy as well as our out-of-town tourists. Tourist populations are soaring lately, and that's a win-win. Tourist-based economy, like Kingman is, that's a win for us to provide more opportunities for those people to come out and enjoy themselves.
But Route 66 is also worldwide, I'm told. There are a lot of Europeans. I play in Seligman quite a bit. We run into a lot of Europeans, a lot of Germans, people from Spain, Holland.
Southeast Asia.
You name it. Right. Are you getting those kind of inquiries for this Route 66 Fest?
So Josh Noble and his crew have done a fantastic job of advertising directly to our foreign partners and getting the word out there, because much like the Old West mantra was very, very big in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Route 66 is now the huge thing that's drawing those foreign tourists to our area. Mm. And Kingman, as you know, is the historic heart of Route 66. That's why we're so excited to be able to put so much of an effort towards this Route 66 Fest at historic Lewis Kingman Park, right along Route 66. It's the best combination that we can get to bring in those out-of-town visitors and provide a terrific thing for our local citizens to enjoy.
I'm so jealous of Kingman right now, Ryan. You're getting highs in the mid-80s, lows at night around 65 to 60. I mean, man, you guys got it made. That's awesome.
I got to tell you, we broke out the sweaters last week. It was a little chilly at night.
All right, let's go on to the Cornhole Championship. It's called. This is the first year, is that right?
No, we've had it for a couple of years, although it went defunct a little bit during COVID. We launched it just before COVID, and then, of course, things kind of fell apart. Now we're looking to really re-engage with some of these community events here. And cornhole, as you are aware, at all outdoor festivals, barbecues, it's a backyard staple. It's a fun game. It's a ton of fun. So just prior to COVID, we decided, hey, why not have a major championship caliber level event? And we decided to call it the Kings of Kingman Cornhole Championship. We're offering the chance for people from all over the tri-state and all over the southwestern United States to come to our small town, let the bags fly, and see who is crowned champions in their respective divisions. We're pretty excited because this tournament is a pick-your-partner format. I don't know how familiar you are with cornhole, but they've got different formats. Sometimes it's a blind draw, sometimes it's a co-ed. This format says pick your partner. So are you good? Is your partner good? Then you guys have got a real good chance at winning some money in this event here. And in addition to the split of the entry fees, which is great because we've got a pretty generous split we're doing, we ended up picking up a terrific sponsor, Pawn World of Kingman. They plunked down an extra $1,000 cash on top of the prize pool to really enrich those winning teams. With this kind of money on the line, we're expecting to draw teams from all over the tri-state area. This is more than just your Friday night bar fare or your 4th of July barbecue with your buddies. There's going to be big money on the line, and we're talking cash prizes for first, second, and third place. So we're encouraging people who are interested to get on Facebook, City of Kingman, Parks, or check out our website at cityofkingman.gov and get your team fee paid. It's just $40 per team. You pick your partner. And, hey, are you going to bring the kiddos along with you? Anybody who shows up in costume is going to get a raffle ticket for some of the amazing prizes we're handed out. So if you come out there to play in costume, because we're so close to our October festival here in Halloween, you got a chance to win some really terrific, cool prizes.
You strike me as a guy that's really familiar with the game.
Well, I mean, cornhole is a backyard staple, and it has been for many years. But believe it or not, I'm a pretty lousy player. It's not my thing. I love the game. I enjoy it. I like putting on the event, but I am a lousy cornhole. So in case you're, if the leading question was, do you want to be partners with me, Paul? The answer is no. You don't want to be partners with me.
Oh, I'm not that good with games that involve my hands. I'm more of a foot guy, you know, the soccer thing.
Sure, sure.
I think it's cool, though, that the more that's in the prize pool, the more there is to win. And now, what is it, first, second, and third place, or are you giving cash prizes for farther than that?
We're doing cash prizes for first, second, and third place to make that prize pool extra rich. And like I said, the nature and how much we're doing the split should draw a significant amount of players, and we're pretty excited to be able to host this event. Not only that, but we've also got the traveling trophy is going to go to our first place teams. We've got the names of the players who won the first 2 years in a row emblazoned on this trophy that they get to take home with them for the year. Then they have to return it the next year when they come to defend their title. So it's more than just the cash. You're talking bragging rights. Yeah. You're talking regional acknowledgments. We've got people who have been very, very excited about this event, so we're really stoked to be able to offer this. Any teams who want to register can call our office at 757-7919. Of course, that's a 928 area code.
Right.
Or they can log on to our Facebook page at City of Kingman, Parks, or they should check out the City of Kingman's website at cityofkingman.gov. Paul, that's cityofkingman.gov. Don't go to cityofkingman.com. That'll send you to Kingman, Kansas, and they've got a lousy recreation program.
Ouch. Wow, you guys are competitive. Hey, I thought I read somewhere that's a limited number of entries, too. Are you almost full?
Well, we're getting quite a few teams pouring in right now, and we want to make them available for everybody, but we do have limited space, limited boards, and limited hours in the day. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be guaranteed a spot, we're telling people don't wait. Call us, get online, or get on the website and get your team registered so you've got your shot at winning the huge prize pool for the 2025 Kings of Kingman Cornhole Championship.
I love the name. It's a great name. All right, one more topic. I think we could probably combine adult and youth league basketball or not?
Absolutely. No, definitely. So one of the largest sports offerings that Kingman Parks and Recreation does every year is our winter adult and youth basketball leagues. For the adults, we've got those same people who like to ball down in Fort Mojave, Bullhead, and Mojave Valley. Dave Heath, the recreation manager for Kingman or Bullhead Parks and Rec, he's got a grip of those teams that play with him in the off season. They all come up to me in the wintertime, and they play in our leagues. So it's a great sport, a great way to stay in shape, terrific camaraderie between players, and we've got divisions to meet pretty much any skill level. So if you're that young 20-something high school baller who wants to go out and play aggressive, I got a league for you. If you're a part of the old man crew and you're in the 35 and up and you want to come play with me and Paul, hey, I got a league for you. So get your team registered here with the City of Kingman Parks and Rec because we only have limited space available there. And then, of course, you've got the Youth Basketball League, one of the most voluminous sports leagues in Kingman. We usually have between 200 and 400 kiddos come out and register for this league. It's a terrific opportunity for kids to learn the fundamental basics of the game, to get their feet wet and tasting competition, and it leads them up to travel ball, club ball, or school ball. A lot of the coaches in our middle and high schools have come up to me and told me over the years, I can always tell when a kiddo comes to my team and they've been in the Kingman Parks and Rec program. They can pick them out of a lineup because they've already got those rudimentary skills, listening skills, dribbling, ball handling, passing, shooting. They get taught all of those terrific skills in advance rather than just having to learn schoolyard ball where you pick up bad habits. Come to the Kingman Parks and Rec program. You're going to learn all those important critical steps before you get into competitive play like you do with the schools.
You know, when you say like me and Paul, I don't think you really realize how old I am. I'm more of a wheelchair basketball guy now, all right? I'm just saying. I'm not trying to make light of anything. I'm just, that's about where I'm headed, okay, is wheelchair basketball. Or chair volleyball. Have you seen this yet?
Yes, I have.
It's pretty fantastic.
For seniors and folks with limited mobility, that is a great program
right.
that they offer to some of the people in the community, and we are trying to expand to some of those physically challenged individuals who want to come in and play sports. We're always working towards improving our offerings to those types of sports and to better serve the people in our community.
Yeah, I first got introduced to that with the tribe, the Ahamakov tribe, with the Avi, or the Avi, and man, that chair volleyball brings them from all across the state and the region. It's crazy.
But it's growing in popularity.
Anyway, Ryan, we got the Route 66 Fest. You got the Kings of Kingman Cornhole Tournament, adult and youth basketball. And you guys are staying busy for sure. Tell people how they can get more information on any of that and more.
You're exactly right. We offer programs all year round for spring, winter, summer, and fall. If you're interested in what's happening, we highly recommend you check out our Facebook page at City of Kingman, Parks. Give a call to the Kingman Parks office at 928-757-7919 or check out our website at cityofkingman.gov.
Perfect. Hey, my next guest is here, Brian Springberg.
Fantastic. Hey, we appreciate the time. Say hey to Brian for us, and we look forward to speaking to you again soon, Paul.
That's the guy we call Brian. That's the guy we call Rye Guy. All right?
All right.
Ryan Frewerth, City of Kingman Recreation Office. Ryan, thanks. Recreation Coordinator, I should say. We'll talk to you next time. Feel free to reach out anytime when you want to be on Speak Out, okay?
Count on it. I always love being on your show. Thank you.
Oh, right on. Thank you. And just to clarify, Brian, it's Steve's show.
Oh, roger that. Well, yeah.
All right. A little Tesla to take you out. I'm not sure if Brian's good with that or not. I just kind of had to think on the fly.
Do what you do.
I love old, what is it called? The hidden tracks.
Oh, right. Deep tracks.
Deep tracks from Tesla, right. This is Cowboy, modern day cowboy, Tesla, and we'll be back with more in a moment. No relation to Elon Musk, by the way, or his company, which is doing well in sales, I hear.
Well, that's because the electric vehicle tax credit is expiring, and so everybody's literally buying all the electrical vehicles that right. they are, or who's ever interested is buying them all up right now, just because, you know, it's going to be $5,000, $7,000, $10,000 more just because they'll be giving up the tax credit starting next year.
Yeah,
it's not because all of a sudden everybody loves Tesla.
Right.
It's just like, oh, free money.
When they created it, it wasn't a forever thing, if I remember right. So
no.
Yeah. All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. Coach Thompson will be on, I don't know, about 25 minutes or so. But we're going to talk to Brian Springberg about everything business and financial. And, of course, he's a certified financial planner. Back with more in a moment with, what is it called, Brian?
Sound advice.
Sound advice.
Out.
Thank you.
Dang.
Woo. Yeah.
Ouch.
I was just telling somebody I was taking a supplement for memory, and it doesn't seem to be working
today. I
think
you forgot to take it.
I did take it,
though. Done.
Oh. All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. All right, one of my favorite bands from that era, Brian. Tesla. I always liked that they promoted no synthesizers in this band, right?
Yeah.
No artificial
music.
It's
funny because a lot of heavy rock bands, eventually, years, all of a sudden there's synthesizers. And you're like, what? And where did that come from?
That's why they were so proud of not going to the dark side, right?
Nice.
All right. Broadcasting from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. Ooh, I like how the mood turned there a little bit. Find City Maytag at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Just Meats, Salmon's Air Conditioning, by Blonzy Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road, and I'm here to tell you the bomblet is alive and well right here in my stomach. We had a birthday lunch yesterday in the company, and I ordered the bomblet.
Oh, how was it?
The restaurant of choice was Blonzy's. Oh, my goodness, dude. It's an omelet with chicken fried steak inside. And then...
Oh, God. That sounds so good and so...
It's
keep me awake all night.
Oh, I didn't eat the whole whole thing. I took a little bit home. But then they give you a side of biscuits and gravy with it. That's a whole nother breakfast.
That's two breakfasts.
That's what I did.
Second breakfast.
That's exactly what I did.
As the hobbits would say.
A second break.
Lord of the Rings nerd like me.
Anyway, there is Blonzy Steakhouse. Wonderful place. Also, A&B Propane, our newest sponsor. ABPropaneAZ.com. And, of course, Springberg Wealth Management.
Woo.
And welcome back to Sound Advice. We'll have Coach Carl Thompson on in a few. And we're going to talk about the Havasu at Buckeye Union game that Jim Chaney and myself will be calling tomorrow night. And I got to tell you something, maybe off the air.
Oh,
that
dang!
It's a first ever thing that I heard during the game from Jim as a play-by-play man. You know how you had the butters getting hard and the refrigerator doors closing, or it's in the old deep freeze, it's in the ice box.
Yep.
He sings this thing that's called the Irish Lullaby to the other team.
Oh, that sounds
like
lovely.
Singing them to sleep. I've never heard it before. It was definitely unique. Anyway, bail me out.
What's going on? Well, currently S&P 500 up just about 0.14%. NASDAQ up 0.4%. Dow Jones up 0.29%. So markets continuing to find and claw their way back to all-time highs. And what's pushing that? What's motivating that? Why is that happening? Bad news.
Uh-oh.
Bad news is making the market go up. So there was a little bit of a waiver in the stock market because the economy, the GDP, grew a little bit better than expected, over a 3% annualized rate last quarter, revised. And it just wasn't clear that the economy was going to be suffering enough to justify as confidently one and maybe two more interest rate cuts by the Federal Reserve this year. Well, we have received more bad jobs reports. And those bad jobs reports really are going to kind of, they're the you know, kind of the nail in the coffin of, yeah, they're going to lower interest rates, just because it definitely shows a softening economy. And therefore, the Federal Reserve can justify lowering interest rates to stimulate the economy. I wouldn't say it's 100% done deal, just because inflation is not, it's not clear it's completely under control. But it is obviously become much, much more likely with a more and more difficult jobs market out there, which indicates some concern about where the economy is headed in the scheme of things. So kind of an interesting time, and you've heard me say plenty of times on the show how bad news can be good news for the stock market and good news can be bad news for the stock market. Well, here you go in real time. In other ways, this bad news can be good news for something else, and that is mortgage rates. So mortgage rates actually have risen for the last 2 weeks. And I know a lot of people were a lot of people were saying, they're lowering interest rates at the Fed. And of course, if you're a listener on the show, you know that that does not directly affect residential mortgage rates, only commercial lending rates. The 10-year treasury is what kind of govern that bond issued by the federal government is kind of what indicates where mortgage rates are going to go. Well, in a softening economy and jobs market, with a federal government shutdown for some indeterminate period of time, that probably will put some pressure on residential mortgage rates to come down some. And that, after refinancing numbers slowed down quite a bit across the country, that would stimulate them to pick up again and, you know, I don't know, maybe help with a little bit of home sales in different markets across the country. But it is interesting that that's happening all at the same time. There is potentially opportunity as well in other markets, bond markets, for instance. My son and I were at our annual conference in San Antonio and had a number of speakers. And one of the things, I don't remember if I mentioned it on the show, was that, you know, as I've explained, when interest rates are going up, underlying bond prices, most of them go down. And when interest rates are being lowered, underlying bond prices can go up. So you can be buying bonds that have a yield. Yield is a different word for interest in a way, let's say. But in addition to that, the price of bonds that are issued by federal or state or county or city governments or other entities or by private corporations, they can fluctuate until they mature based upon a number of economic variables, but the biggest one being interest rate movement. And so if it is now more likely that interest rates are going to be going down, then one could assume a lot of bond issues might see their underlying prices go up. Now, we don't know anything for sure. We're just looking at what would happen in the domino chain of events if, in fact, we saw continuing the continued lowering of interest rates. And if you are in a higher tax bracket, don't want more income, then the type of bond that you should be gravitating to is municipal bonds issued by governmental entities or quasi-governmental entities because they are income tax free federally. And if you are a resident, let's say in Arizona, and you buy a mutual fund that is Arizona state tax free bonds, or you buy specific individual bonds issued by the state of Arizona or within the state of Arizona, then you would not only receive federal income tax-free yield, but state if you bought it in the resident in which you reside, the state in which you resided. So there is some possibilities for that. Now, sometimes these municipal bonds have slightly lower yields than corporate bonds, regular bonds issued by private companies, but the tax-free element for many people can more than make up for that. Bonds, by the way, are also the vast majority of the time going to be more conservative than stocks. They also, over time, typically don't make near as much money on average, but there's a lot less volatility. There's a lot of reasons for that. The primary one being that when a company needs to pay out legally creditor claims, or they go bankrupt, or they're having financial difficulties, the first set of people that must be paid off are kind of like, you know, their vendors, the people they do business with. Then you get to eventually the bondholders. They take precedence over the stockholders, who actually are the last to be paid out in the circumstance that a company gets into financial difficulties. And so there's less volatility built into it, less risk, and then historically over time, less upside. But that's why you most retirees keep some percentage of their portfolio in bonds. So one, it keeps the overall portfolio less volatile. Two, the way I do it is that if there's a major correction in the stock market, a major downturn, I have an alternative source for my clients to pull money from during that period of time until the share prices of the portfolio allocated into the stock market recover, and we wouldn't be selling at a loss. We'd be able to pull money from some place that is down very slightly, not down at all, down, or I'm sorry, up just a little bit, but a lot less volatility, and that allows somebody to control really the actual losses, not the on paper losses, but the real world losses that they might or may not receive if they had their portfolio structured properly. So with that, let's head out to our first break of the hour. Yes, sir.
Your first break.
Yeah. Give me a break. Is there any other kind of breaks but mine?
Oh, is that it? It's Brian's world and we're just living in it?
I don't even know. There's another world?
There's Sarah's world.
Oh, well.
Ouch.
Tell me more. Yeah, Sarah's world, yeah.
I'm just saying.
And there's the truth, and I'm just living in that.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Blissfully.
All right, back with more in a moment. Brian will be on for another 5, 6, 7, I don't know, whatever he decides. Then we'll have Coach Carl Thompson on to talk about tomorrow's game with Buckeye Union. One of those teams that's, there's about three of them named the Hawks that we deal with.
Ah.
Yeah, it's weird. It's just weird.
So many Hawks.
Yeah. At least they're not Seahawks, right?
For sure.
All right.
Or Warhawks.
Warhawks, right. I don't know. We could, Lady Hawk.
Oh, great movie.
That
Remember
was a
that?
Good movie. I loved it.
That was a formative movie in my youth.
Rucker Howard.
Rucker Howard. Yeah, good call.
Back
nice.
With more
became
the
wolf.
Yes.
And she became the falcon.
Sunrise and she became a falcon?
Yeah.
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 Or no, he became a wolf at sundown.
It's like medieval Shrek.
That was weird.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about it right now. I got a show to produce.
Back okay, sorry. Right.
Stay with us on Speak Out. Little changes from Tesla. Welcome back to Speak Out. I can just listen to Tesla forever, dude. And I don't know why. Were you a big
neither,
Tesla fan?
Neither do I. No.
No?
No.
You kind of after your
no.
high school days or what?
No.
That's like
1988
to 2010-ish?
You know, did I indulge very, very occasionally into some kind of hair metal something? Yes.
Hair metal something.
But
wow.
This is to me. Just
really,
yeah, no, never.
Huh, okay.
Yeah, I know, and I'm against the grain on all this. So I'm this, a music guy,
so this is like me at a
to me Tesla, Motley Crue, all that stuff.
This is like me at a bluegrass
crap.
Festival for you.
No, it's better than that. Although I guess I don't know.
You,
I mean, there's some.
I thought
good
you were a big bluegrass fan. No,
blues. No.
Blues for sure.
Yeah.
We
bluegrass.
We we have common ground there. How about that?
So, well, of course. Maybe that's the new name of our show.
No, that's we already have a show called that.
Let's do our podcast.
I'm just going to promote common ground.
Yeah.
Tuesdays at 9 a.m.
I like it.
Host Scott Goodman and Melissa Lucas. Of course, if you want to hear a good, really fiery exchange, go to this week's Common Ground on the website, kntrtalk.com.
Fiery exchange.
Fiery. Fiery.
Doesn't like, sound like common ground.
Like, you just like to hear the sound of your own voice, stuff
oh.
like that.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that was actually said to somebody. Anyway, Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair. It wasn't me. I'm not on the show.
Yep. Sounds like that's one step further to unifying America.
Also, Mojave College, by the way, the Bighorn men,
yes.
10-0.
What sport?
Soccer, ranked set number 17 in the nation.
What?
A second year program. Yes, sir. 10-0. But now they go into the meat of the schedule with Arizona Western and Yavapai. Those are the powerhouses of the division. Also by samsguns.com, solar power by Esmic Electric, Doritos Place, the Lewis Team, Remax by the Lake, and by Looky Lou's Antiques and Collectibles, LookyLou'sHabasu.com. Go for it, Brian.
Okay.
You're on the clock.
Go. So, you may have heard of an investor named Warren Buffett.
Oh, sure.
You know, kind of done pretty good.
A little bit.
Pretty good.
What's his company?
So, Berkshire Hathaway.
Berkshire Hathaway.
Is the name of his
Thank
fund.
You. Yeah.
So, at any rate, In the past, if you're a listener to the show, you've heard me mention there's different measures of when the stock market is considered expensive. Not meaning that it can't go up more, just meaning that, well, if it's expensive, it's above average, then, of course, everything returns to average or the mean, so it would come down, and if you're buying into it, maybe you're paying a premium for it. So he's got a measure that he uses of when to get out of the stock market on some levels or when not to invest in the stock market on some levels. And it is a measure where the stock market's total value against the U.S. economy's GDP tips at a certain amount. And in the past, when that has occurred, we have seen, usually within a year, a correction and some of some serious magnitude. And right now, I can tell you that that valuation of the stock market versus the U.S. economy's GDP is 200%. At the height of the dot-com bubble, if you remember in 2000, early 2000, where the stock market went down, I want to say 35% or so, because there were so many people throwing money into the market because they just felt like it was so easy to do and it had been going up for a period of time and this is how it always works. And there really wasn't much discipline. It was just people getting on the bandwagon. Mm-hmm. We had that very serious correction after the stock market ran up a number of years from the, you know, mid-90s or so. Now, granted, a lot of people were saying it was way overvalued for a year or two before it actually had its major correction, but it nevertheless did. And at that point, that measure was only at 150%, not the 200% that I was just discussing today. By the way, that same measure was also at the highest level that it's currently at, is the highest level it's been at since 2021. By the way, everybody, 2022, the U.S. stock market went down 19.4% as measured by the S&P 500. So it is not necessarily a time to get out of the stock market, especially if you're a long-term investor. As I always tell my clients, the easy thing is getting out of the stock market. The hard part is getting back in, because more than likely you won't have the stomach to get back in when all the news is bad and the market's down and everybody's saying it's going to get worse. And you're going to wait for it to go back up and buy back in maybe at the same price you got out at. And along the way, by the way, you missed out on dividends. You missed out on maybe some short-term capital gains. Maybe you took a tax hit to make the move. It's not as easy as just, hey, I think the market's going to go down. Let me get out. It does mean, though, that if you have cash, and I have a lot of client cash, new client cash on the sidelines now, that sometimes you want to be patient. You want to wait because you know the valuations are high and you know your client or your own personal situation, and sometimes it makes sense to be a little patient. Now, there is a counter-argument to that, and the counter-argument is, hey, what's really being bullish and pushing this so high forward so much is this AI revolution, and that it isn't going anywhere, man, anytime soon. And I don't think that there's anybody's going to argue that it's not going anywhere. I think that there's plenty of room to argue that it takes a breath, that it says, oh, wait a minute, we got ahead of ourselves here. Maybe we need to reprice. But it doesn't mean that the long-term benefit doesn't exist, because even over the long term, plenty of industries, plenty of sectors, and the stock market as a whole has definitely gone through different volatility. So I just wanted to kind of throw that out there, because most people have heard of Warren Buffett. They know he's, you know, one of the most legendary investors of all time. And he has a measure, and that measure says that the current level of the U.S. stock market is high. It's expensive. And therefore, there's more risk applied to it. And you're just going to want to think about that to make sure that your portfolio is in the right places and balanced in the right way. And that if you have new cash to introduce to investments, you're considering a lot of what I said on today's program between bonds, municipal bonds, the cost of the stock market, and other things that come into play. And there's obviously a lot of other variables to consider, but that, my friends, is just some big picture stuff to think about. So with that, I'm in, I'm out, just quick like the breeze.
Just like a substitution for the coach?
So, like a substitute teacher.
Oh,
I heard
either.
Some of you talking while I was not talking, either. Like I didn't deserve the respect that your regular teacher gets. I heard you. Hey, have a great weekend. Enjoy the Jet Ski World Finals, the beautiful weather. Man, it's just so nice out right now, like those in the evenings and the mornings.
The Progressive commercials when they bring in the substitute.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It's the best because it's true.
Yeah, I like the Tommy DeVito one where he's smiling.
Yeah.
I don't know what other skills he has. Besides, I mean, he's been okay. He's, you know, what it is what it is. He's what the Giants needed at the time.
Yeah.
A novelty.
A novelty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. Hey, yeah. Everybody. Thanks for listening.
All right.
Good luck to the Fighting Knights.
Yes.
Those coming Friday night, I guess.
Tomorrow
night.
Yeah.
And we'll catch you up next week again here on Sound Advice and Speak Up.
Third game in a row on the road.
Yeah. And another victory, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Yes, they are 4-1. But hopefully to go to, let's see, Buckeyes 20th in the standings. We are number 14. Yeah, stay under 16. That's all we ask, right? That's playoff bound right there. All right, we'll be back with Coach Thompson in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. That's like the theme song of the Fighting Knights right now. Hang tough. Taking a pretty good record into Buckeye. Playing Buckeye Union, the Hawks, tomorrow night. We'll have the game live starting at around 6:40, 6:45-ish with the pregame. It'll be Jim Chaney and myself. And on the field, coaching his 4-1 Knights right now is Coach Carl Thompson. He's on the phone with us. And Coach Thompson, great win last week at COFA, although I've heard that they hadn't won a home game in some time. But you guys had some flashes of brilliance there on offense and defense.
It's been half of our month trip that we're on right now. We're doing a lot of good things. We're getting a lot of different people touches the ball, a lot of different looks by a lot of different people. So we've been very, very happy with the results we've got from the time we've been putting in and in the preparation. So it's showing up. The kids have been doing a great job. We're expecting the same thing this week. We've had a good week of practice, and we're going to keep moving forward.
All right, perfect. All right, so Buckeye comes in ranked number 20. At least I checked. I think I checked on that Saturday or Sunday, and they were at 20. You were at 14 so far in the top 16. What are you looking for with Buckeye?
You know, we're expecting some type of big run-heavy offense. They do throw the ball a little bit, but we're going to see a lot of counter and trap this week, a lot of quarterback run. They do throw some of the now screens or the trip screens that we do. So we're going to have to defend the perimeter, but we're going to have to be really tough in the box.
You guys have been really good at perimeter defense and keeping the edge rushes down. What do you attribute that to?
You know, just a lot of time and effort of our guys. You know, I've been very lucky. I've got a couple dedicated coaches and among our staff. I mean, we've got a really good group that's put in a lot of time to prepare these guys. Our offensive line coaches are Vic Martinez and Robbie Schaefer. Robbie was our center in the 22-23 team that went to the Final Four. So getting some alumni guys back with some of our great community members being a part and putting a lot of time and effort into our nights to get them ready. So that and, you know, the combination of those guys working hard has been paying off for us.
That, and you got 7 more point after attempts from Spencer Ibarra. He's a perfect 16-0 over the last 2 games that I've had count. Jim was wondering, and I was wondering as well, mostly, not so much Jim, but when is there going to be a field goal try, Coach?
Well, we have that available when needed. So, you know, we have the opportunity to get 7. We're always going to go for that, but we do have that available. Like I said, he's pretty solid in that 30 to 40 range. So we know it is available. So situationally, we'll decide if we need to do that, but we do have it on our tool belt.
Right. You guys got a pretty good run and pass balance this year. Is that intentional with the talent that you have? And it's mostly a short to mid passing game.
It is. You know, we're making defenses defend the whole field. You know, going sideline to sideline. And again, once it becomes a simple numbers game. We're seeing where the counts are, where we feel that we have the best matchup. Imagine if you divide the field down the middle. We're doing simple math. Where can we get more guys than they have? And if they have more guys than us there, we're going to go somewhere else.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I can't.
No, you're good.
We don't have a lot of time, but I can't imagine you guys are really looking forward to getting back home. Tomorrow's your last road game after 3 weeks.
No, we have one more. We're going to be 2 more weeks on the road. We go to Deer Valley next week.
So perfect.
We're busy. So, but no, you know, we're, like I said, we're lucky enough. We do travel well. I said this to the newspaper, and I'll say it online. We have the best bus drivers in the state that always get us around where we need to be. And, you know, they're always very supportive of what we're doing. They follow the kids and what they're doing. So it's really a great environment from the top to the bottom for the boys and our experience.
Yeah, see how it is? I forgot about Deer Valley because we're not doing that game. That'll be Steve Greeley and Bill Beckman. But, Coach, always good to have you on. We'll see you tomorrow night, and good luck to the Fighting Knights.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks for the coverage.
You betcha, sir. All right, again, Coach Carl Thompson. I'll see everybody tomorrow night on KNTR Sports. Again, kickoff is at 7. And that does it for Speak Out. I'll see you on Tuesday.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.